What is up, my friends? Welcome to Friday's episode, Craft of Fatherhood Podcast. This is your guide, Ned Shout. I believe our role as fathers has the power to change the world simply by knowing who we are and embracing the adventure. This episode is brought to you by The Adventure of Fatherhood, helping men discover their powerful fatherhood role and build their fatherhood skills. On these episodes, I will share stories from my own fatherhood journey. Now, right now, I am doing a series on pillars as a father leader guiding your home. What are the pillars or the foundation that your home is built upon? Now, out in the world right now, there's a lot of men's groups online. I'm a part of one, Rise Up Kings, and theirs is faith, family, fitness, finance. And you can find this in a lot of arenas, right? Like, these are some of the pillars that as a man, as a father running a household, these are things that our foundation is built upon. Now, in my home, I talk to my kids about our pillars, the things that matter to our family, our faith, family, fitness, finance, freedom, and fun. And so I'm doing a little 6 week series on that. The last couple weeks. First, we talked about faith, then we talked about family, then we talked about finances. And today, we're going to talk about fitness, which seems to actually be probably the easiest one for our family to stay consistent in. Maybe not the easiest one, but we're really consistent in it. We really enjoy this. So what do I mean when I say fitness? So I'm going to break this down. I'm going to share why it matters, a story, and some practical implementation for you. So when I say fitness, what am I talking about? I'm talking about physical training, functionally moving your body in a way that you can get up, you can move your body, you can feel and move in a healthy way, and then nutrition. So when I say fitness, I'm leaning into physical training, physically being able to live your life, as well as nutrition. What are you feeding your body? How are you eating? And something we've been talking more about as a family is how to eat God's food versus man's food. So am I eating more whole foods that the earth creates versus processed foods? I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But why does this matter? Now, if you've been tracking with me, I joined up with Rise Up Kings and launched Rise Up Kings Fitness January 1st. And we have a group of men going through our 90-day program and been learning a ton through this process. It's really incredible. But through the process, I realized more and more how undisciplined we are as a country, as people, even myself. We turn to food, especially when we're stressed. And then we're so busy, we don't have a lot of margin. So it can be hard to go on a walk after dinner. It can be hard to get into the gym. This is an area that we can truly become authentic in what matters to us. And here's what I mean when I talk about authentic and discipline. Now, I could tell you all day long, you probably heard me say this, that faith matters to me, or family matters to me, or my finances matter. And I could be a liar, right? You could listen to me and I could have read all the right books and I could talk about how important it is to have faith or how important it is to do this, that, or the other with your finances. And you'd have no idea what my finances actually look like. You have no idea how I actually speak to my wife in my house. You have no idea how I treat my kids. Over time, you'd probably see that if you spent time with me, you'd know if I'm authentic or not in a pillar. But with fitness, we'll know in 5 seconds when you look at me, if I tell you fitness matters to me, you will know very quickly whether I am full of crap or if I'm being authentic in me telling you that. And here's the other thing is if I'm 30% body fat and I tell you, hey, fitness is important to me, maybe I'm working on that. But if you run into me again in 3 years and I'm still saying that fitness matters, but I look the exact same, then I'm not being true to that. So why does fitness, nutrition, and physical training matter? If you look at our culture, we like to believe things, okay, have knowledge around things, but not always actually take action around those things. We can be a little bit inauthentic. We can have an opinion on everything, but not really be doing anything. The other thing is there's a lack of control. We do what we want, when we want, how we want, free flow, which does not create a lot of stability. If you look around, families breaking apart, who are leaders that we look up to, marriages are falling apart, we're out of control. And I truly believe that we want to live a life of fulfillment. We want to take ownership and responsibility. We want to be good stewards. Now, we think about our money, we think about our time, maybe we think about our energy, if we're being good stewards of those things. But the very first gift that you are given is you are born with a body. Now, you have a body and you get to choose how you treat that body, both with the nutrition you give it and the physical training you give it. Now, if I want to rule and reign and have influence and be an inspiration and have my kids want to have me as their guide or have a wife that respects me, etc., if I cannot control myself, if I cannot rule myself, how am I going to do that with anyone else? And why is this an important pillar in your home? If you as the father are there to love and serve and be a good steward, take ownership and responsibility, it starts with you. It starts with you doing that with you, and then then that will outflow to your kids. What you do, your kids will do. If you're 30% body fat, out of shape, can't run a mile, what's your kid going to look like when he's 40? Chances are either you're going to motivate him because you are gross to not live that way, or if you go start taking action, he's going to see the energy, he's going to see the body, he's going to see the discipline in your life, and that's going to carry over to his life or her life for your daughters. My friends, sorry for this quick interruption. However, somewhat sadly, I get more questions from dudes about fitness than I do about fatherhood. But what I found is that the fathers who start taking care of their fitness and nutrition end up finding fatherhood, marriage, work, and all other aspects of life come into a deeper clarity of purpose, enjoyment, and fulfillment. Now, I've partnered with Rise Up Kings to launch Ruck Fitness, a transformative program that is less focused on a six-pack in 90 days and more focused on you creating the habits, mindset, and lifestyle that will allow you to be a healthy asset to your family for decades. Come join me in a transformative journey to become the man you want to see in the mirror. Go check it out, www.rebelandcreate.com/fitness. Now back to the show. Okay, so this is such a huge opportunity to lean into this pillar. And here's the thing, it's freaking free. Really, you could just go get in shape. It's free. You're already buying food, right? What are you putting in your mouth? And then you could go on a walk, you can get outside, etc. Okay, so backing up a little bit, we have core values as a family, guiding principles. And every month or so, we do a family meeting. And one of the things I would do is I'd bring up, we had five at the time, five core values. And I always bring photos to our meeting, like, here's some photos of us living this one out. And I was noticing a lot of fitness. This is about 2 years ago. And I was noticing, hey, our family really cares about being outside, surfing, skating, being at the gym, CrossFit, whatever. And so I asked my twins, do you think that this is a core value of our family? And they said, yes, 100%. I said, okay, I want you guys to come up with the two words that describe that would go in line with our guiding principles. And they came back with thriving fitness. That is important as a shout that thriving fitness is important to us. And so it's super cool. So now, like, we actually have a family meeting tonight. One of the pictures I think about, okay, so basically a slide comes up and says, here's our family mission. How are you living that out? And then here's our family guiding principles. How have you seen a family member live that out? And under the one for thriving fitness, there's a picture of my almost 18-year-old working out at the gym. Her and I were there. And it's actually happening. Like, that was just a couple weeks ago. A couple stories around fitness and why I think it's important for you to implement this into your home. One is December becomes the baking, candy, lots of crap kind of month. So this January, we did Whole30, the best of our ability. And what was cool about it is two things. One is my son and daughter, my twins, they got really creative in how to use healthy foods to make things they like. So they were taking protein powders and peanut butters and different things to make different treats, if you will, but that were healthy and not store-bought. So it got my kids to be creative in finding ways to make healthy foods. In taking one of my daughters to the gym, this was probably 6 months ago, going through a little bit of a hard time. On her way home, she said, hey, Dad, you know what I've noticed? If after the gym, I don't know her exact words, but she's like, I don't feel sad. Like, I was bumming out today and now I feel really good. And so at 14 years old, she's starting to tie this idea of go move my body. And if I go train and take care of myself, it has an impact on the way that I feel, not just my physical body, but like emotionally how I feel. And so dads, if you can lean into this, I'll tell you the truth too. If you're telling me you're sad and depressed, go work out 5 days in a row and come back and tell me, do you feel a little bit better? I'd bet money on it, you feel better. But if you could teach that to your 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 year old, think about how that's going to translate in their life. That's going to be something that they can go to and turn to, but you got to be the one to show them the way. You got to be the one to teach them. Okay. And then as a father, check this out, man. I remember about a year ago, right before I really hit my full transformation, because I was working before I turned 40, I was in the gym. I had a tank top on. I was looking freaking good. And I think I was doing arm day. And I'm lined up and there's like maybe four other meatheads like at the gym doing their lifting. And they're probably in their 20s. I'm about 40. And three beautiful women come up to me and kiss me to say goodbye. And those three beautiful women were my daughters. And here's the point. I'm not on the elliptical freaking 275 pounds and a joke to them. I don't want to be a jerk, but I'm an inspiration to them. And I am in a position where they want to come up in front of the cute 22-year-old guy guy who's there and say, kiss me bye, because the three of them were leaving to go somewhere. And hey, dad, we love you. This is our dad. We're not ashamed of him. And he's a freaking stud in this place. And so I bring those things up, guys, because I think this is one of the most critical components to these pillars. I think as a man, the fulfillment that you will feel if you step into this pillar and go figure out how to eat well and take care of your body, not only will you feel awesome, but you'll be an inspiration and look awesome for your wife, your kids, you'll be setting a tone for them. And then, man, I saw this commercial at Christmas time, and it was this old man. And like the whole commercial is this old man like hiding and training with a kettlebell. And you're like, what's happening? And he's like sneaking around with the kettlebell. And at the end, he takes his four-year-old granddaughter and he lifts her up above his head so that she could put the star on top of the tree. So my friend, are you training in a way that you are preparing for longevity, that you can get on the ground and roll around with your kids now? You can get on the ground and roll around with your grandkid, your great-grandkid. Now, I know we don't know what's going to happen to us, but you've been given a body. You've been given an opportunity. Steward it. Don't miss this. And this pillar will translate to your kids. A couple things. Practical implementation. Take your kids to the gym with you. Build a gym at home. Go outside and play kickball, pickleball, skateboard, you know, wiffle ball, ride bikes, go on a walk after dinner. Get outside and do it regularly. Make it a part of your rhythm and routine. All right, my friends, if this is helpful and beneficial, please write a review. It helps spread the word that fatherhood matters. All right. Remember who you are. You are a father and that matters. You matter. Together, let's rebel against the view that fatherhood has little impact and create lives engaged in mastering the craft of fatherhood. Much love to you, my brothers. Together, we are changing the world. I look forward to hanging out with you next week.